Howdy fan, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on stomp, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good Wednesday morning, rodeo fans and Making A Maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Making A Morning Show. Now, you know, it has been a while since we have been out here on a Wednesday, and normally we're here to grab our morning coffee with five-time world champion Rob Smets. However, as most of you know, here recently, you know, with the summer months coming up, the rodeos are in full swing. Rob has been out on the road. He's been putting together some rodeo schools. He's been working with Gary LaFeu, and they've been doing these bullfighting and bull riding schools together. Last week, that's where Rob was. You know, I talked to Rob this morning, and it's not that he doesn't want to do these shows. It's not that, you know, he doesn't want to take the time out for the fans to sit back and talk some rodeo and talk about what's happening. It's just that his time is so limited, you know, and that's kind of the price we pay for having such a big superstar here with us here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So, you know, I said we need to continue our shows on Wednesday so that way when Rob does get the opportunity, we can throw our morning coffee shows back out. So, when Rob cannot be here on Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock, it's either going to be a Making A Morning Show or it's going to be the Morning Coffee Show with Rob. So, you know, fans, you guys will still have that to look forward to. So Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, we will still be doing shows with you guys. Now, today's show is really exciting. It was, you know, the opportunity that we had to sit down and talk with somebody like we're going to have to talk with today is going to be really cool. Get a really cool perspective on what's happening out there in the PRCA and in the bull riding community. And we're going to get a woman's perspective, but we're not going to get a spectator's perspective. We're going to get a woman who is actually in the sport, who is actually out there riding bulls for a living. And this is a really unique opportunity. You know, there's been a lot of controversy as to whether or not women can actually ride bulls or should be riding bulls out here in the professional circuits or amateur circuits. We're going to talk with somebody who has to endure that, overcome those obstacles every day, and undergo that scrutiny. So I'm really looking forward to having an opportunity to sit back and talk with somebody like Maggie Parker. And she has been in the headlines this week, so it's going to be a really cool opportunity. And I hope you fans will get the word out there as we are live right now. And we want to get you guys down here. We want to get you guys involved. We've got our open chat room. You guys can sign up with Blog Talk. Come on over here and chat with us. We've got several of our fans already in the chat room. So we definitely want to hear from you. We want to know what you guys think about this. And we're going to actually have an opportunity to sit back and talk with her. It's going to be some fun because we've got some great questions lined up. And, of course, here on the Making Eight Morning Shows and on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, you know, thanks to our good friend, Miss Erin Coscarelli, who we haven't heard from in a long time. But, you know, she did her 20 question series with the PBR. She was doing 10 questions with us, so we've kind of carried that over. So we're going to put some, we're going to put Maggie on the spot. We're going to ask her some 10 question series, and we're going to get to know Maggie on a personal level and kind of what she does, you know, to get ready for the bull rides, and it's just going to be a real exciting show. So I look forward to it. I hope that you guys do as well. But, man, I'm telling you what, this is going to be a great day, and we're halfway through the work week. We're on our way this weekend. We're going to be out at the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx, as well as the Relay for Life this weekend in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I hope that you guys will all tune in Friday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time and going till 6 a.m. Central Time. We're going to be streaming a live broadcast of the Relay Walk, and they're going to have games, concerts. We're going to have Bucky the Bull out there. The rumor is that Gooby the Clown will be down there as well. There's no telling what kind of bag of tricks he's going to pull out. I'm telling you, it should be a great time. It's not going to be a rodeo Friday night, but it is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to show support and awareness for the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society and just what they're doing to work at finding a cure. So we really hope that you guys will take part, be involved, stop by and say hi and show your support. You know, that's what it's going to take for us to continue to do this, to get the sponsors that they need in order to be able to promote these events and put on such great events. Now, that's going to be Friday. Saturday, I believe at 7:30 Central Time, we're going to kick off with the Give Cancer the Boot Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. And it's just going to be a strict rough stock event. Should be a great time. We know we got some top hands coming down there. We've got a lot of rodeo action going on. I believe there's going to be 8 rodeos within a 3-hour drive to us up there in Broken Arrow. So definitely make sure you guys stay tuned as we're going to be bringing you some action. It's going to be strictly rough stock, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that G-Money Rodeo is bringing the stock down there, so we really look forward to it. And hopefully you guys will have the opportunity to stop on down and watch that on Saturday night. We will have our open chat room. You can find it in the Live Event Center page. And then, of course, on Monday, we're going to rebroadcast it. Now, we've had some great rebroadcasts these last 2 days. We actually recapped the Colcord, Oklahoma event with G-Money Rodeo, and hopefully you guys will come on over and take part. You know, I mean, where else can you find that much rodeo activity that's happening out there? I can't find another place other than Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, you know, we're out here, we're covering PRCA, PBRs, you know, we're talking about what's happening in the news and notes, and we're glad that you guys are on board with us. You know, we couldn't do this without you, and we're just thrilled to death to have you guys part of this. And, you know, it's going to be a unique opportunity, like today's show. You know, being able to sit back and talk with Maggie Parker is a real treat for us. And I know it is going to be for you guys as well. So, fans, we're going to give you a quick break to come on over. Post the links out there on your Facebook and your Twitter page. Let the world know that Maggie Parker is going to be joining us right here on the Making 8 Morning Show on making8rodeo.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
morning.
Oh, that's right. Well, good morning to you here. Welcome back to the Making A Morning Show right here on a special Wednesday morning. And like we said earlier here before the break, you know, normally we've got our five-time world champion bullfighter on there with us with the morning coffee show with none other than Rob Smets. But, you know, Rob's been really busy out there on the road, and I did talk with him this morning, and, you know, he's just so busy, and that's just the price you pay for having such a big superstar here with us on our shows. But, you know, Rob will be back. He does look forward to it, and, you know, does want you guys to know that he's not forgot about you. It's just that things have just gotten really busy with his schedule as the summer months are underway and rodeos are absolutely in full swing. You know, this is the time where cowboys make their living. The summer months are out. The snow has melted up north, and the cowboys and cowgirls are up there. They're all over. I mean, they are just spread out all over, and we're going to actually talk with one that, you know, really unique for us. Now, we did have the opportunity to spend some time and get to know Maggie Parker a little bit on Rodeo Chat. She was just featured on there a couple weeks ago as a guest, and hopefully you guys had the opportunity to catch that conversation there on Twitter. And, you know, the social networks are so cool, and it gives us an opportunity to really get to know some of these guys and cowboys and cowgirls that we like to follow so much out there as they keep us up to date how things are going. And I know that Maggie was out there on Rodeo Chat. And if you guys don't have a Twitter account, you really ought to get one. But if you don't, you can always go over to MakingARodeo.com, check out the Rodeo Chat page, as we've got it linked up there on our homepage. And each week, you know, they have special guests, and, you know, it's a cool little conversation, and you guys can actually follow along with that conversation right there on MakingARodeo.com. So make sure you guys get on over there and go check it out. But we are actually waiting on Maggie to give us a call here this morning, and we will have the opportunity to sit back and talk with her and just find out what things are like. And if you guys have questions, you guys can sign up with Blog Talk. Come on over here to the chat room, and we'll be happy to take some of your questions and throw them out there and kind of ask Maggie as well. So I'm just looking forward to this opportunity. I think it's going to be a really cool deal. Fans, we've got a lot of activity that's happening. Like I said, this weekend, I know that the you know, the PBR is going to be in full swing with their Touring Pro events. The PRCA is in full action. You know, we've got a lot of events coming up this weekend. And hopefully you guys are getting out to a rodeo. I know that, you know, this is a really cool weekend for us, as we're going to be able to get out and go show our support for the American Cancer Society, and as they raise awareness in the Relay for Life. You know, this is going to be a really neat deal that Making A Rodeo Network can actually take a part of. And we're looking for you guys to show your support as well. And a lot of you guys may say, well, you know, we can't really put in money and help show support that way. And that's okay. You know, we completely understand. But what you can do is come on down here, watch the events, and show the American Cancer Society, you know, show the Relay for Life organization, the, you know, what you guys have as far as the opportunity, just by simply supporting them and coming over and watching the events that are broadcasted right here on MakingARodeo.com. Well, just like I had told you folks, we do have our special guest here lined up today. I'm talking about professional rodeo cowgirl, and, you know, something that's real unique is that she is not somebody you would normally see in the barrel racing. She is an actual professional bull rider. Maggie Parker is on the line with us. So, Maggie, good morning to you, and welcome to the Making Eight Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, so I know that you have been in the media quite a bit here this past week. How are things going for you, and how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I just want to keep it going, and I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. hopefully I can get some sponsors here soon, because it's hard to make it down the road.
Absolutely. You know, it sure is, and I really hope that that's the case as well. Maggie, you had yourself a fantastic weekend. I know that you're not done yet, but let's kind of back up and talk about how you got started in bull riding. I mean, what made you decide that you wanted to ride bulls?
I get this question so much, and one of these days I'm going to think of a good answer. But, well, I didn't grow up with a rodeo family or anything. I'm from Michigan, a small little town, and I would watch bull riding, and it was just always something that really interested me, and I wanted to try it. So I found, like, one of the only practice pens in Michigan and went and by myself and got on a couple bulls, and after that I'd go every week and practice and try to get better.
Well, you're 19 years old now. How old were you when you actually got started in it? How long ago was that?
It was about 4 years ago. I was 15, almost 16.
Wow. So while other girls were doing, like, cheerleading and, you know, they were out there working barrel racing and you know, you would see some of these young cowgirls especially, you decided that just wasn't for you, that you wanted to go step up and actually get on bulls, huh?
Yeah, everybody in my high school always wondered why I'd come in, like, limping or all beat up.
Hopefully they weren't thinking that it was your boyfriend.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you know, I've got to say that this is a really, really cool deal. Now, there's a lot of criticism for women that are actually trying to ride bulls out there.
Yeah.
How often do you see that or hear that when you're out there at these rodeos?
Well, not really anymore because people know my name more, but it was really hard to get started because the learning curve when you're learning to ride bulls is difficult. And you're going to buck off, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get stepped on, everything. And when a guy does that, then it's kind of like, okay, get up and keep trying. When a girl does that, you get a lot of, like, that's why girls shouldn't be riding, you know, even though it's the same thing that happens with the guys when they're learning. But the learning curve is difficult, and that's why it's, you know, it's really hard for a girl to get up to the pro level because the whole training, you know, you get a lot of criticism before you actually prove yourself.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know that despite all of the criticism that does go on out there in regards to women and whether or not they should ride bulls, you took it to another level by getting involved with one of the best instructors out there in the world, and that's the 1970 world champion bull rider and Gary Lafue. When did you go out there and start working with him?
I went out there last August. I just got really lucky, I guess. I've been really lucky with the people that have come into my life and helped me, and there's no way that I could do it without some of these people. And I went to his school in Arkansas last May, and I helped him at a school in Texas, and we'd been talking about it, and I asked him if I could come out and work at his place in exchange for riding. And he said, yeah, and I packed all my stuff and drove to California.
Wow. Now, how much time did you spend out there with him?
I was out there for 7 months at his place, and then the last month I was kind of traveling all around California going to some of the pro rodeos.
Okay. All right. Well, what are some of your accomplishments that you've reached so far? I mean, you know, obviously this weekend was a big weekend for you in making history in the PRCA, but you've also rode in other, like, rodeos and other bull ridings. Is that correct?
Yeah. Before I went out to Gary's, I didn't do much good. I would be entering open rodeos and some rodeos in Oklahoma and stuff, and I did all right at some of them, and but no huge accomplishments like this is. And I switched hands at his house about 70-75 bulls ago, and he told me when I switched hands to my left hand that he wanted me to wait until I had 100 bulls until I started riding in the pro rodeos, but I didn't wait. And he's been really proud of me. He's always the first phone call I make when I do good at a rodeo, and I call him before I get there, and, you know, he's like a dad to me almost. He's just like family, and he supports me a lot and helps me a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because that's just spoken like a true bull rider. You know, it's just sometimes we're real stubborn and we want to win. You know, you're real aggressive,
yeah.
and that's certainly one thing that it takes to be a successful bull rider. And I think that's really cool. Now, Gary he's a mentor to so many people out there, and I know that, you know, he sees guys come and go through his camp, but for him to take you in like he has and to see him promote you out there like he has was real impressive, and I was really excited to see that when I saw Gary post that remark Saturday night talking about how you won and congratulations to you and all for winning some a paycheck there in the PRCA. And I do know that he is real proud of you. Did you have a lot of opportunity to work with Jed LaFue as well?
Not too much. He was around, and he would be at the arena and all that. But as far as the doing drills on the barrel and all that go, I mostly did that with Gary. Jed helped me with the working out part of it. We would go in the gym and work out, and he really helped me build up my strength a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you something, Maggie. Now that you are kind of getting out there a little bit more and you're able to hit more of these events, is there anybody in particular that you travel with?
Right now, no. My traveling partners are injured. And I think the next place I'm headed is Greeley, Colorado, and a few others out that way. And I'm jumping in with some bronc riders to go up there. So I guess it's just kind of whoever I find that's going that direction.
Sure, sure. I completely understand that. Sometimes that's what it takes, you know. Well, that's really interesting that you're going to be traveling with some bronc riders. I know that's got to probably be some great conversation topics as they're, you know, traveling with you. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, as a former bull rider myself, we always give the bronc riders a hard time, you know, as guys talking to the bronc riders. And, you know, I can only imagine what it would be like for you to go out and win more paychecks and have to get in the truck with those bronc riders, and maybe they don't get any, you know. And then they hear they've got this the first female professional bull rider out there that's bringing home these paychecks. It's pretty cool, and hopefully that happens that way. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, everyone's pretty cool about it, and I definitely. You know, it's nice to finally have some respect, you know, finally prove myself in the bigger league. And I was really proud of myself that it was only my, sixth or seventh pro rodeo. That and I'm, you know, won a tech, and I know there's not many guys that can say that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment for anybody, you know. And I do think that's really unique. I think that you have a long and distinguished career ahead of you. I really do. I think that you're going to really go far, especially when you surround yourself with people like Gary LaFue as your mentor and your your instructor, the guy who's helping bring you to that level. I think that you will certainly go places. But let's talk about that. I mean, obviously. With Gary, I've been to several of Gary's schools, and I do know that, you know, the positive thinking is so important to him. What kind of mindset are you in right now? I mean, are you in a pretty good positive place right now?
Yeah, he definitely taught me how to stay positive, and it's helped my life so much. Like, you know, positive things do happen to positive people, and staying positive all the time, it's put so many good people into my life, and you know, the negative, you know, downer people, they kind of stay away, and you notice that once you figure out how to stay positive all the time and how to, you know, kind of control your life better, then a lot better things happen to you, and that's really important for me to show that to other women. And you know, I know that I inspire so many girls and women of, like, all ages. And, you know, it's really important for me to show them, you know, how to be strong and how to get through anything. And anybody that knows my life really has known, you know, that I've been through a lot of stuff. My life has definitely not been glamorous at all. But the fact that I get through all of it with a smile and, you know, just keep going and keep pushing towards my dream. And I think that's really important for, you know, young girls to learn.
Absolutely. And not just women, but, I mean, all of us in general, you know. I mean, we all need to surround ourselves with people that have that positive attitude,
right,
towards life. I believe you're going to be a role model to others, you know, not just women, but other young kids. And that really is important. What are some of your goals for this season?
Well, I mean, I want to do the best. I want to, you know, win it. Every rodeo that I can. I'm not striving, I guess, too high this season because, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet and, you know, trying to win money this season. And then, you know, obviously my goal is to get my card. And that's important to me because that, you know, would be huge for a girl to get her card in the PRCA. And after that, I mean, I just want to try to stay healthy and win as much money as I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you, you obviously have some great goals that you're, you know, striving to reach, and getting that PRCA card is going to be a huge accomplishment. Do you already have set planned, you know, what you're going to do once you do accomplish those goals? Because we really believe you. I mean, we're supporting you, and we believe that you're going to be able to do that. Once you reach that level, you know, I mean, are you going to set further goals? Would you like to see yourself at the Wrangler National Finals?
Yeah, that's my ultimate goal. I would I'd love to go to the finals, and, you know, that's definitely, you know, my major goal in the future, you know, in the next few years, that I do want to make the finals. And I mean, I know there's a lot of men that I have to beat to get there, but there's, you know, Gary always says that with my heart and try, like, I don't give up and I'm not going to give up. And there's a lot of guys out there these days that don't know, like, what that try is and don't have the heart, and then they wonder why they never make it far.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, let's, you know, you had mentioned about staying healthy out there on the road. What are some of the injuries that you've already had to overcome in your bull riding career?
Well, I mean, I've been probably stepped on every body part and, you know, hurt like that. I've been knocked out, and no too many major injuries yet, knock on wood, but a few weeks ago, or back in Stonyford, California, which was about a month ago or so, the bull, he broke my foot in the bucking chute, and that wasn't good because it was my right foot, and I had to drive, like, all the way to Oklahoma with a broken foot.
Wow.
But other than that, I mean, I've never, like, broke my leg or something like that. I've gotten pretty lucky, and I've gotten, you know, stepped on pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be kind of a target.
I know that when I was riding, I actually carried a bruise on my thigh for about 3 years where I had gotten kicked by a bull numerous times when I had gotten hung up. And, yeah, it's never a pretty picture. But, you know, and the funny thing is one thing that's always referred to, you know, from a guy standpoint is, you know, hey, chicks dig scars. But what happens when that chick is the one, you know, wearing the scars? I mean, really, it's like, wow. Do the cowboys dig the scars just as much as the cowgirls?
I don't know. I've never asked.
Wow. That's that's pretty interesting. I hate to see, you know, anybody really out there get beat up, and I think that is the biggest thing that girls like yourself have to, you know, overcome is, you know, when they see a girl getting hurt out there, it makes it tough, you know, especially from the cowboy standpoint, because, you know, I mean, the cowboy mentality is, hey, we're supposed to be the ones with the brains,
yeah,
and the bronze, you know, we're the muscle, we're the ones that take those shots, we're the ones that get hurt out there, you know.
I tend to hurt a lot of guys' egos.
What's that?
I tend to hurt a lot of guys' egos.
I'm sure it does, but you know, it kind of gives them a wake-up call as to, hey, you know, women can be just as tough as guys, and sometimes even tougher, because you guys endure a lot more than what we have to a lot of times, you know. I know I certainly don't want to give childbirth, you know, so I don't even want to go down that road. But, yeah, you know, it really is it's a cool deal that you've made it as far as you have by surrounding yourself with such successful people and learning from them and, you know, and pushing despite what other people might say about you or the criticism you might have to go through. So I really respect you, not only as a, you know, as a female in, you know, in the bull riding community, but as a person, you know, for what you do and what you have to overcome. I mean, I think that's just a great feat. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna kind of move on to where we were going, but you had something to say, so go with it.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, when I first came to Gary, you know, I bet he probably doesn't even remember this, but he told me, he goes, well, because I didn't have a lick of talent in the bull riding. Some guys have natural talent riding a bull, but me, no. Everything that I have accomplished has been through hard work and training and working out and just getting on bulls, and it did not come natural to me at all. And he actually told me when we first met, he goes, well, you should just buy a couple bulls and be like a traveling specialty act. And I bet he probably doesn't even remember telling me that, but that made me so mad. And I was like, there's no way. I'm like, I have to prove myself to this guy. and I did, you know, I worked really hard for this, and it's paying off now, finally.
Absolutely. What made you decide to switch riding hands? Was that something that Gary had recommended to you, or you know, what was happening out there?
Well, I was having trouble with my right hand. I'm right-handed when I write, and I was riding right-handed. I dislocated my left shoulder before in bull riding, and so I couldn't pump it over my head, which you need to do sometimes. And also, I was pretty stiff with my right hand. I had a lot of bad habits. So one night, we were just out training on the barrel, and I started doing my drills left-handed, and, you know, he told me, he's like, that looks really good, and, you know, it just felt more natural to me, and so I just started getting on bulls left-handed, which was really, really weird at first, and felt really unnatural, but it ended up being really good, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, really. I mean, I kind of in the same boat. When I was riding, I wrote with my right hand. I mean, that's my stronger hand, and I actually rode bulls with my right hand as well, you know, and probably should have probably tried to switch with my, you know, riding with my left hand as well, but never did. So now you ride with a helmet as well. Is that something that was kind of mandated or required for you when you first got started, you know, at the younger age, or is that something that you just felt like you needed to do, was to be able to wear the helmet?
I wanted to wear the helmet because when I first started riding, I'd wear a helmet, and, you know, being kicked in the head so many times and, like, horn in the head and just whatever, you know, I just imagine what it would be like without my helmet, and I'd be dead, so I'm not going to really take it off.
Sure. I definitely feel you there. I wish I had rode with a helmet more.
Well, you know anybody that wants to sponsor me with a helmet? because
you know what,
and
that is
broken.
That is something that's really important. We know that obviously anybody that's out there, you know, in the professional ranks and is competing really needs that support from these sponsors. I think you right now you don't have any. Is that correct?
I have a sponsor for chaps and a vest. He's actually making them right now. Tim Gallegos, he's out in Reno, Nevada. But no, other than that, I do need to get a new helmet because mine, like the padding's all missing and it's all broken and
wow.
Probably about to fall off.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, you know what? Let's stay in touch, Maggie, because I would love to help see you get some sponsors out there, and maybe some folks out there that are tuned in right now to our radio show might be interested. So we'll certainly see what we can do to work on that. I mean, I think that it's really important, and I believe with the training and with the determination that you have, you know, I mean, hard is the number one thing that it takes, and then of course you getting the knowledge from, you know, guys like Gary LaFue. I really believe that it's only going to be a matter of time before you actually hold your professional, you know, your PRCA card, and we would certainly like to help see you get those sponsors. So we'll be in touch. I think that maybe we'll call you after the show and see what we can try to line up for you. See if we can't get you some sponsors on board. How's that sound?
Yeah, that would be great. That would help a lot.
Absolutely. So what are some of your goals, I mean, this year? I know that you said you were going to be heading to the Colorado area. Are you in Oklahoma right now?
Yeah, I work for the David Bailey Rodeo Company.
Right.
In eastern Oklahoma right now, so.
I was actually just out in your neck of the woods this past weekend. We were out in Colcord, Oklahoma, and I'm sure you know where that is, and we've been out in the Broken Arrow. We're actually heading to Broken Arrow this weekend.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You bet. So we're actually not that far from you. We're actually located in just outside of Purcell, Oklahoma, right off
I-35. Oh, okay. I went to Horseshoeing School in Purcell.
What's that?
I went to Horseshoeing School in Purcell.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I've actually got a friend of mine from down the road here in Fitztown, and ironically enough, he's a bronc rider, but he's actually over there right now in shoeing school. Same school.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Small world, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Maggie, I don't want to hold you up, but we have a series that we do every, you know, when we have especially a new guest on our show. And it's just a 10-question series, just to kind of for the fans to kind of get to know you and know you on a different level, you know. They're not tough questions, but do you mind if we kind of put you on the spot and throw some questions at you?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, let's kick it off with a pretty easy one here. Are you a Ford, Chevy, or Dodge kind of cowgirl?
Ford.
Ford. Right on. Like it. Now, do you prefer iPhone or BlackBerry?
I don't know. I don't know how to use either one.
Really? So you've got one of those basic old flip-style type phones or something?
I have an Android phone.
Okay.
It's waterproof, though, because I bang it up all the time, so it has to be waterproof and breakable-proof.
Right. I can see that's spoken like another true bull rider right there. I mean, we're always breaking phones.
Oh yeah.
So, do you watch other sports as well? I mean, obviously being in bull riding, you've got a competitive nature about you. Do you watch other sports?
I don't have a TV.
No.
I kind of like live in the 30s. I don't even have hot water.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's interesting.
I have a radio, but it's usually just like on country music, not really on sports.
There you go. Well, here's one for you. Blondes or brunettes? No, I'm just kidding. That's one that we normally ask the guys. Do you prefer coffee or energy drinks?
Coffee.
Coffee, huh? Right on.
Are you coffee right now?
Yes, ma'am. We're with you. I'm already on my third cup, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a coffee maker either, so I have to use these little instant coffee things.
You know, you need some sponsors on board, Major. You have definitely got to get some sponsors on board because we've got to help you. We got to bring you into the next century here, girl.
I know, right? Like, I live in a ranch house, like, but I really don't have anything.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think I already know this one, but I'm going to throw it out there. Wrangler or Cinch?
Wrangler,
yep. Just because they're more affordable, right?
Actually, I have Wranglers on right now, too.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only way to go in my book.
And they are more affordable.
Yeah, they are. Do you prefer the beach or the mountains?
The mountains.
The mountains, huh? Okay. East Coast or West Coast? New York or L.A.?
Do I get a middle?
Well, if you had to either side, which one would you want to go visit?
Probably West Coast, because I live right on the ocean in the West Coast, in the mountains there.
Right, okay. If you weren't bull riding, but still competing in rodeo, would you rather be in the timed events and the roping, or would you want to ride bronc horses?
Ride broncs.
Yeah. I kind of figured that one was going to be your answer as well, being that you're into the bull riding.
Well, I've rode some ranch broncs before, and
okay.
I just didn't do any good with it.
Oh, really? Wow, and that's funny because a lot of bull riders that I know actually say that they, you know, that they have an easier time with riding bareback or bronc horses, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I just didn't get into it enough. You know, I did it, like, a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Right. Okay. Well, we're down to question 9 here already. You prefer fast cars or big trucks?
That depends if we're going to a rodeo or not.
If you're late for the rodeo, you want the fast car, don't you?
I have a big truck, but if I'm going to a rodeo, I want a fast car.
There you go. Wow. That's a great answer. All right. Question 10. Now, this is one that, you know, I think that everybody around rodeo has some sort of superstition that they, you know, that they do. A lot of bull riders you see don't wash their riding britches, you know, and you see them out there and you can smell them when they go pull them out of the gear bags.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions that you do out there, any rituals, any, you know, any kind of things that you set that you believe sets the tone for you?
As far as superstitions go?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I do, really. I mean, I don't really believe in luck. I believe in working hard. So I guess the only thing that I make sure I do before I ride is just practice my moves and stuff right before I ride. But as far as, like, keeping a penny in my sock or something like that, I don't really do that.
Okay, so you don't always, like, put your left boot on and left spur on before you do your right one because you feel like that'll help you more or anything like that, right?
I always tie my boots on the same way, but other than that, no, not really.
Okay, all right. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out here this morning with us, Maggie. I mean, it's been really great talking with you, and I want to wish you the best of luck out here this season. I think that, you know, you do have this is only the beginning, really. You know, you're starting to establish yourself, and I think that that's fantastic. And you've certainly made history in not just the bull riding community, but in the rodeo community, and you're such a role model for other young women that, you know, have a lot of those same goals, and it just shows that with that hard work and determination that you can accomplish your dreams.
Yeah. Definitely, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I would love to hear back from you, and we'll try to follow along with you this year. Obviously, you know, you've got a lot more fans that I think have followed along now, and, you know, I believe you're going to get a lot more before the season's over with. But let's see. You know, I'd love to see you get some sponsors on board, maybe riding for a brand out there, and, you know, we'll certainly be in touch. Maybe we can get some things out there. And I know that the other fans can also follow you on Facebook, and you also have a Twitter account, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm still kind of learning how to use Twitter. I'm not really good at it. But yeah, I know kind of how to talk back and forth with someone on it.
Well, I know that you did have a conversation with Rodeo Chat, which is the,
you know,
they do a lot of those interviews and stuff, and that was really a lot of fun to sit back and kind of watch you. But it's great to hear your voice out here and hear where, you know, where you're headed and talk about your dreams. I just think that it's a really cool thing. And like I said, after the headlines we saw this weekend and the word we got from Gary Lafue, we know that, you know, you're certainly heading in that right direction, and you just keep it up, girl. We're behind you.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate it. I need the support.
Absolutely, Maggie. Well, we are behind you 100%. So good luck to you, and we'll certainly be in touch, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. Have yourself a great day.
You too. All right.
All right, fans, that was professional bull rider Maggie Parker. She works her way up and, you know, is striving to get herself her PRCA card. And, you know, if there are some of our fans that are tuned in right now that are interested, you know, hey, I really think that, you know, you're listening or you've been able to hear from somebody who would be a great representative around the sport. She's got her head on right, and she certainly has what it takes to be successful. And I really believe that with the right endorsements and the right people behind her, that she's going to move up. And I'm glad that we had the opportunity to sit down with Maggie and talk with her a little bit. I believe that she's a strong woman, and she's certainly going to make some more headlines in the rodeo community. So you guys make sure to stay tuned, and you can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Twitter. And, you know, don't hesitate to go over there and show your support for her. She certainly needs it. And, hey, I, for one, am a fan of Maggie Parker. I will tell you that. I know that, you know, what it takes to be competitive in this business, it is a hard road to haul. But, you know, with the right mental attitude, you can certainly accomplish these goals. And, you know, we're behind her right here at Making8Rodeo.com. So want to thank her for taking the time to jump on board here with us, and we will certainly be in touch. Anyways, fans, that is about going to wrap up our show here today. I will tell you guys that we will be back on Friday. We'll have another Making 8 morning show. And from there, we're going to be hitting the road and heading to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society. And then we will be out there Friday night, all night long, webcasting live on Making8Rodeo.com. You can find the links. We'll have them on Facebook and Twitter. So you can also go over there and show your support for this great organization. You know, I think we've all somehow, some way, been affected by somebody who has had cancer, you know, whether it be a family member, a good friend, you know, somebody of that nature. So let's get behind them. Let's rally behind the Relay for Life. And, you know, Saturday night's going to be a great performance. Let's give cancer the boot. And, you know, we're gonna work at finding a cure. And, you know, it's going to be really a cool opportunity for you guys and for us as well. We're just really looking forward to bringing Bucky the Bull out there and having him take part and the entire Making 8 Rodeo Network. You know, this is something that has affected us all. And, you know, we're going to work and do our part to show support for those cancer survivors, for the ones who are dealing with cancer. And, you know, hopefully one day that cure will be found, and we're going to do everything we can to help make that happen. So, fans, I do want to thank you guys once again for taking the opportunity to jump on board here with us. Like I said, we will be back on Friday for another Making 8 morning show. And, you know, like I said, Mondays and Tuesdays, or Mondays or Tuesdays, depending on whether or not we're doing a one-night show or a two-day performance over the weekend, if you miss our weekend performances, maybe you're going out to a rodeo yourself, you can always come back here on Monday or Tuesdays and sit back and talk with us, and we'll be happy to work with you. So, anyways, want to thank everybody for jumping on board here on a Wednesday. If we can't get the morning coffee show with Rob Smith on, you know, we will have a Making 8 morning show on Wednesday, so you fans can look forward to that. So until Friday, rodeo fans, make sure you guys have yourself a great week. We're halfway through it, almost ready for the rodeo weekend. So thanks once again for tuning in, and we will see you guys on the rodeo trail.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.